Parshas Lech Lecha has the first mention of Bris Mila. Hashem says to Avram, "Vehi Avram ben Tishim Shona v'Seisha Shonim, v'Eire Hashem al Avram v'Yomer l'Avanit k'al Shakai Salech l'Fani v'Yisomim v'Edna Brisi b'Ni v'Necha," etc. And we know the famous Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis of Chulin says that the reason why we observe Bris Mila is not because of Avram, because the mitzvahs that were given to Avram Avinu were not bound by unless they were given to Moshe B'Sinai. So we do it because of the tzivoy of Har Sinai. But yet, the Torah here gives us the mitzvah of Mila. And I mean, my eye in a little bit in this mitzvah, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Lamed says a very interesting thing on page 4. It says the Gemara, Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha, Gon mila d'chsiv sas anochi al mersecha, Kemotze shol rav, Adayin osim osa besimcha. That any mitzvah that we accepted besimcha, then we still, throughout the generations, are doing it besimcha. But any mitzvah shekiblu alein biktata, any mitzvah that there was acrimony, there was some altercation, it wasn't so glatt when the mitzvah was given, we were grumbling perhaps when we got it, then there's still going to be grumblings through the generations. What's the example? Kigon Arayis. That when we were given the Isser of Arayis, that we can't marry all the family relatives, that when the mitzvah was given, the people were crying. Why were they crying? Al iske mishpachosov, because they were crying about that now they're going to be also, you know, to their family members. You know, you can't marry your sister. So adayim osim osa biktata. So it's still ktata, meaning at the time of marriage, which is when Arayis is, meaning that you're marrying this, why are you marrying this girl and not your sister? Because your sister is an usser. So every marriage is a reenactment of the receiving of the Isser Arayis. That's what we say at the Seder Kedushin. Usser lanu as Arayis. Vitir lanu, right? Tivanu al Arayis, usser lanu as Arusos, right? So he says, what's the... I thought that marriage is a happy thing. So he says, no, it is. But leka ksuba dolo rambu batigra. Every ksuba, meaning anytime there's a marital thing, there's always some little, maybe even little, but some friction. And that stems from the initial fact that when we accepted the mitzvah arayis, we still were, we didn't accept it with b'leiv sholem, you know, with rejoicing like we did the mitzvah of mila. So still, it's there's some tigra, means a fight, some type of machloikis at the time of a ksuba, different things about the wedding arrangements or things like that, that there's some type of thing. So that's where it comes from. Oh. So there is a famous vort that the Vilna Gaon said on this Gemara. He quotes, first of all, the Gemara Nida, and Laman Aleph on the base. Page 5. He says, "Mitneima Amra Torah Mila L'Shmona." Why do we have a bris mila on the eighth day? having the fifth day, tenth day. What's bris milah on the eighth day? Why do we wait eighth day? Then the eighth day, says the Gemara, shelo yukulam smechim va'avi imo atzev. So say you have bris milah on the fourth day. Now when a woman gives birth, so when the, as far as the Torah is concerned, so if you give birth to a boy, you have tumah for 7 days, you're also to your wife, and then after that you go to the mikvah, and then if she continues bleeding after that for the next 33 days, that blood is dam tohar, and dam tohar is mutter as far as the Torah is concerned. So it takes 7 days for the woman that she go to the mikvah that can be together with her husband. So therefore, we want at the time of the bris milah that the couple can be together. So therefore, because if you have bris milah on the fifth day, so the husband and wife are still distant from each other. Everyone else is happy at the simcha, but they're not. So therefore, we wait till that day. Now we know bisman hazeh. First of all, we know that we don't have a kul of dam torah anymore. So even if a woman, so therefore, I mean, the reality is when a woman gives birth, she's there's blood like for 6-7 weeks. So this halacha that you go to mikvah right after the seventh day is the din of the Torah. But the reality and the chumras that we have today, the woman doesn't go to the mikvah, say, where it takes 7-8 weeks after the birth before she could actually go to the mikvah in reality. But as far as the din daraisa, is that the first 7 days she's tamei, goes to the birth, and then she can go to the mikvah, she stopped bleeding, and then after that, even if she's bleeding, it's dam tohar. So that says the Vilna Gaon the following, on page 6. The Vilna Gaon says, what is the word on page 6, second paragraph, perish, tevis adayim. What does adayin mean? He says, Yanki ke'es batal hatam. In other words, l'chora, the whole reason of bris milah to do on the eighth day is because by the eighth day already she's at the mikvah. The night before the bris, the yoledis is at the mikvah, but that doesn't apply anymore. So l'chora, there shouldn't be simcha of the father and mother at the bris milah. So he says, "Apsha ke'es einan niteres l'ches yomim me'aviv me'otzevim kol zeh heim smechim b'mitzaf hayom." So that's the pshat adayin, meaning the pshat is like this: since the mitzvah was done b'simcha, and the simcha really should be that she's mutter to her husband, and today the simcha shouldn't exist anymore. But since they were mekabel b'simcha, that simcha still permeates the day because of that. And the nusach acher is that the talmidim of the Gra once asked him, if what's the din if a mitzvah has a reason, and now the reason doesn't exist, do you still have to keep the mitzvah? So the Vilna Gaon answered, the rise from bris milah. That the whole reason milah is b'shmona is because she already can go to the mikvah, but even though today she can't go so early to the mikvah, yet we still have milah b'shmona. So you see that even though that's the Chazal gave the reason, but yet the din stands on its own right, even if the reason's not applicable. So milah has a special simcha. It's interesting that, you know, milah we don't say shah simcha b'mono, because this, we show them say, because it's tzara d'yanuka, because the kid is crying, so it's an interesting sensitivity. If the kid is crying, we shouldn't say Hasimcha b'mono. Oh. But apparently, Simcha and Mila, from its inception, have a connection. So I want to develop that idea even more. If you take a look at the end of Parshas Veschanan, on page 8, so the pasuk says, "V'shamarta es haMitzvah sachukim es haMishpatim asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lasosam." And Rashi says, "Hayom lasosam b'olam hazeh, u'b'machar la'olam haba alitol scharim." That in this world we do mitzvahs, but schar we get olam haba. That's the famous Gemara in Kiddushin. The famous Gemara in Kiddushin on Lamed Tes, on page 14. Rava Omar Armani Yaakovi, the Omar Schar Mitzvah by Al Maleka. That we don't get Schar Mitzvah in this world. So that's how the pasuk ends. Hayom la sosom, l'machar l'olam haba, l'itol scharim. So the question that all Meforshim ask is, Parshas Veschanan ends up with that pasuk, Hayom la sosom, yet the next pasuk in Parshas Ekev says, "Ekev tishmun as hamishpatim ha'ela, u'shmartem asisim osam." If you do the mitzvahs, then Hashem is going to give you all this reward in this world. Beracha ibecha privinicha fiyamasecha degodcha. This all schar in this world. So how is it that the pasuk just got through saying Hayom lasosom, and then the next pasuk says you do get schar in this world? It's not a contradiction from one pasuk to the next. Oh, so there are a lot of different answers to this question. So one answer that's given by the Chidah in his Sefer Rosh David on page 16. And he says like this. Main dugma pirshu kata kadmon yishlach kod maksiv hayom lasosum mochel kabos chorim schar mitzvah v'hayal maleka toch kidei dibur. Right after that, kosev rachmono v'yo ekev tishmon. Favitartin sasun b'dibur echa nemru. So he says, "V'nichelu d'char mitzvah atzman b'hay al maleka." Matan tzchon shadvigin losid lovo meshubar la'olam shukula tov. Schar mitzvah you don't get in this world. Omnam asher yisma cha'odam b'kiyum a mitzvah b'olo b'toro leicho v'lichti b'hay alma b'karno torum b'chvod la'osid lovo zekam nosakho hayom la'asos l'mochol kabel schorim v'amazeh ein adam l'doye b'schar mitzvah. However, but he says, for the mitzvah, you get olim schar and olim haba. But for the simcha that you have when you do a mitzvah, that you get an olim hazeh. And we know that's pshat. V'hoya ekev tushmun. What's the famous chazal? Nu, the medrash. Take a look at the medrash, Rabbah. Medrash Rabba says, let's find it. Ein v'haya el aloshon simcha. Where is that? 25. page 32. The Medrash says, it's a Gemara in Megillah. Gemara in Megillah talks about Vayihi. That whatever says Vayihi is Lashon Tsar. V'hoya Lashon Simcha. So the Gemara in Megillah only speaks about the Vayihi part. But the Medrash on page 32 in Lech Lecha says, B'chol Mochem Shanemar Vayihi Mishamesh Tsara. V'hoya is Simcha. Now, parenthetically, why is that? Why is that? So, the Nachlas David, of David Tevel, was the Gedolei Achronim, on page 34, explains the pshat. That what's the difference between Vayihi and Hoya? See, Vayihi, if you just had the word Yihi, Yihi would be the future, right? The future. So, Vayihi makes the future into the past. So that's a person's bitsar. So he wants his future to be like it was before the tsar. So that's why it's Lashon Tsar. Vayihi, you take the future, you make it the past, and that's what a person bitsar wants. He's had tsar now, but he remembers what it was before he had the tsar, so he wants the future to be like the past. That's why Vayihi is Lashon Tsar. The Hoya is Lashon Simcha because it's just the opposite. Hoya is the past. Vihaya is the future. So now you're taking the past, you're making it the future, meaning that if you're besimcha, so you want that simcha to continue. That's Vayihi. Okay, so says the Chidah, that's exactly what's pshat. V'hoya ekiv tishmun is what? Why do you get schar? Because you get schar not what? For the v'hoya, for the simcha. For the simcha of the mitzvah, you get schar. For the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah, that you get schar only in olam haba. That's schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka. But for the simcha, that you get. And we know the Rabbeinu Bechaya says in several places about, he has a famous piece in Kisovo on page 11, where on the Pasuk Tachas Hasher Lovarta Es Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha, he writes Yashimenu Hakosuv Ba'ovdo Hashem Yisparach Lohoysa Avodah B'Simcha. He says that he's blaming a person doing a mitzvah not having it b'simcha, because he says ha'simcha b'maisa mitzvah, mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So this Rabbeinu Bechaya I knew for a long time, and then there's a famous Bar Tanura as well in Pirkei Avos on page 13 on the Mishnah Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. So one of the pshatim he gives is perish Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah shekol ma she'odam mitztaker u'misadeg v'asiyas ha-mitzvah nechshav lo mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That the hanah and the simcha you get when you're doing a mitzvah, that's also a mitzvah. And then the Sefer Charedim, Rabbi Sachs quotes it in the Sefer Pirkei Avos. He quotes ha-simcha ha-gdolo b'mitzvah d'chol mitzvah mitzvah shetzam lo dur nehu d'shadja lei kutcha b'richu. Sefer Charedim says on page 12, every mitzvah is like a present from God, an opportunity from God. But there's another, I still quoted a sefer, another Rabbeinu Bachya. First, Rabbi Rebachia also, I still quoted the Sefer on page 35 in Nosso, also speaks about the godless of Simcha of Mitzvah. He says, Shem Shem Mitzvah Avoda L'Shem Mitzvah Kacha Simcha L'Mitzvah Nikreis Avoda. But he says even more in the Karakemach, listen on page 36, even more. He says, Hasimcha Zosi Mitzvah Min HaTorah Mitztava Adam Aleha Ki Avoda Gimur L'Shem Yisbar Chashuva Yosem Min HaMitzvah. Wow. Chashuva Yosem Min HaMitzvah. That's the Simcha is even more chashuv than the mitzvah itself. And the it's quoted the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Vayeshev of Derech HaDrush says on page 15 on the pasuk Sechor Sichartichah B'dudai B'ni. Sechor Sichartichah, that means of Derech HaDrush, Tzchar Mitzvah in this world is B'dudai B'ni. Dudai means literally is the Dudoim, but Dod is a beloved. So the belovedness, the Ava and the Simcha, that you get Sachor Sechartichah in this world. Oh. So Memela, it comes out that Simcha Mitzvah you get in this world. Oh. But now let me show you another Nakuda. The Lev Aryeh on page 18, Rabbi Well from Kew Garden Hills pointed this out to me, this Lev Aryeh. He says an unbelievable thing. And then we're going to make a chiddush on the Lev Aryeh. And that's the following. The Lev Aryeh says, he quotes from the Tvor Shor. He quotes from the Tvor Shor, the fourth line. He reads the Tvor Shor, Bechidush of Abba Basha, Shekosov, the after non kaimel on the schar mitzvah by Al Maleka, Mikol Mokom, the Porish Atzmo mi Isser Lav, Noslim schar ba Olamazet. Whereas, if you go by a restaurant and it looks good, it seems to smell good, mamish good chazer, and you don't go in, you get schar from being Porish from the Aveira, that's schar you get in Olam Hazeh. Why? Why? So he says like this. You know why? He says, because if you go in and you eat the chazer, right? You chayev malchus. I mean, bizman that they gave malchus. So if you get punished for it in Olam Hazeh, for doing the Aveira, you get punished in Olam Hazeh. So therefore, if you refrain from the Aveira, you get schar b'Olam Hazeh. So that's his big yisod. That any, there was schar mitzvah v'hayal moleka, that's only a mitzvah sesay. Mitzvahs lo saseh, since you get punished in this world for them, you get schar for this world as well. That's the Lev Aryeh. So then he says the following. He asked, and you can look inside, he asked the following question. He says, when the Jews left, about to leave Mitzrayim, Pasuk says, Ad Eirom Ve'erya, they didn't have zchus. So Hashem gave them two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs he gave them? Pesach and Milah. To help them get zchusim. So question he asks, why these two mitzvahs? Could have given them any mitzvah, Pesach and Mila. So he says, pshat is like this. Because Pesach and Mila are the only two mitzvahs that if you don't do them, you chayev karas. Right? Another mitzvah you don't do, you mevatel mitzvah, you're not chayev karas. Pesach and Mila, you what? You chayev karas. And karas is a punishment in this world, to die early, etc. So therefore, Pesach and Mila, since what? The punishment is, just like the Tvor Shor said by Losa says, the punishment is in this world, so the schar is also in this world. So when it comes to what? To Pesach and Mila, where they needed a schus in this world to get out of Mitzrayim, he gave them davka mitzvahs that what? That schar mitzvah in this world as well. So that's the yisod that the Lev Aryeh says. You can read it here. We're not going to have time to read the whole thing. But he says by the arrow, "Vol Pesach Mila Shehem Levadei Mitzvahs Esei Yeshlem Kares Yekayim Sheish Oner Shbolam Azeh Bitulam Lachach BeKiyum Rabbi Gam Kitzkar Bolam Azeh." Oh, so the addition that I want to say to this Lev Aryeh is now that we learned that the mitzvah of milah is mitzvah shekibul olam b'simcha, and simcha, according to the chidah, he gets char in what? In olam hazeh. That's pshat v'hoya, lashon simcha, ekev tishmon, then you get all these things. So that's why milah is a mitzvah, besides this yecheshvan that the Lev Aryeh says, that milah is what is bound up with simcha. Milah is bound up with simcha. And the Sukkot David, Rav David Kviat, who was a Ram in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, he wanted to say pshat. Why is that true? That schar mitzvah for the simcha is bolam hazeh. So he quotes from the Orchaim HaKadosh. Page 19, on the pasuk Stokot Yelanu, he said, when a person says the Rechaim HaKadosh, when you over Hashem b'yira, because we're an eved to Hashem. So when eved has to follow what his master tells him. He doesn't have to love his master necessarily, but he has to. But the din is to, you know, what you're required is to service the master. So even if it's b'yira, to have ava to your master, that's above and beyond the requirement. So it's above and beyond the requirement, you can get even schar ba'olam hazeh. And that's how he explains when Pinchas killed Zimri. So he did a kanos. He wasn't mechuyev to do it, right? But says, and he got based on that. He knows he lo b'risi sholom. And there's a famous medrash on page 25 that says bedin hu shiyitos chara. That it's bedin that he should yitos chara. So why is that? So the Sukkot David, you'll see, explains, because again, just like we said, when you have simchas hamitzvah ava, so it's something above and beyond the call of duty. You're doing something extra, so the kanos will do something extra, so then you can get schar in olam hazeh as well. And it's interesting, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library showed me a malbim, unbelievable malbim. When you say ashrei next time, you'll think about this malbim. You can say ashrei 100 times, and I never thought of this. What does it say here? On page 28. It says, Ritzon Yoyav Yaseh Veshavosam Yishmav Yoshiyim Shomer Hashem Eskol Ovav Veshkol Roshoyim Yashmi. So he said like this. The two people, Pasuk Yutes, is the people who are over Hashem Yira. Ritzon Yireyav. So those people, Hashem will listen only if they cry out to Him. But the people who are the madreig of over Hashem me'ava, shomer Hashem es kol o'avav. Even if they don't cry out, Hashem is going to protect them. And so over the me'ava who shomer tamid b'al tov olem tzarev lo yitzarchu l'tzok. And furthermore, the yira is over the miyira im yitzaku alashayim b'ayim laharalahem azrak yoshiim levad. Hashem will save them, but He's not going to necessarily destroy the enemy. By over be'ava, then es harashayim yashmid. Those two distinctions. So that's what he says. The ritzon yirav yaseh only eshavasam, he'll save them, but you have to cry out. But the ovim, even if they don't cry out, doesn't say they're crying out, He's watching them, and not only He's going to save them, but they call her Rishoyim Yashmid, He's going to destroy the Rishoyim. So that Rabosai is the Yisod here, that the mitzvah of Mila is, and perhaps that's the idea that Mila we get Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is Olam Hazeh, going into Eretz Yisrael. And B'schus Mila, the Chazal say, we get Eretz Yisrael. That's what we say in benching. B'rischa Shacham Tzamta B'Vsareinu. In the bracha of no delicha, ala aretz val hamazon. So Mila is teaching us that that's like the first mitzvah that, you know, I was just at a bris the other day, and Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss spoke, and he said, Chassam Sofer said, people think that the first mitzvah of our bar mitzvah boy is Kriya Shema, which he has to say Kriya Shema that night. No, the first mitzvah is the mitzvah to be besimcha. That comes even before that. And that's what a mechanic kid, when he's a bar mitzvah, when, you know, true, from his perspective, he's crying, so it's not such a simcha for him, but basically, the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah of simcha. And it's a mitzvah that we makabel b'simcha, and that has to always be the simcha, and that's why we get schar mitzvah by alma from this mitzvah, and that's why the simcha lasts. You see, if you do something b'simcha, it's going to last with you. And that's the Vilna Gaon's vort, that adayim, that even though the reason really to be happy at a bris mila for the parents really doesn't apply anymore, right? Because they're still usher to each other. But since the mikabel b'simcha, adayim osim b'simcha. And that's a big yisod of both sides. I saw in one of the svarim, it says, Yashari demos lo ninolo. So I forget, one of the svarim quotes from one of the gedolim that says, if you cry to Hashem, then the gates won't be locked. But it's mashma that if the gates are locked already, then it's not going to help. But Ovid B'Simcha is going to help no matter what. Even if the gates are locked already, the Ovid B'Simcha, you'll be able to get the gates open. So it only says Shari Demos Lo Ninolo. They won't lock. But if for some reason they got locked, you're out. But Ovid B'Simcha is even a higher madrega than the Shari Demos. That's what I saw in one of the svarim. So that, Rabosai, is when we begin the mitzvah that's given to Avraham Avinu at the very beginning of the mitzvah of Mila. So it's the mitzvah Sasa Anochi Al Mersecha Kemotzi Shal Rav. It's something that we always have to bechazik ourselves, that, you know, sometimes we don't feel a sipuk, we don't feel a simcha, but the learning and the Torah is supposed to be simcha. And if it's not, we have to look into it. What's going wrong? What are we lacking? Because it's supposed to be. It's not supposed. It doesn't mean that it's not hard. But good things in life that you really have simcha about and appreciate is when you had zorim bedima berino yitzoru. So that's the yisod of from the Lev Aryeh, that schar mitzvah b'hal melekeh, but for Mila he says it is because punished. Now we're saying a different reason. Because for Mila is totally in Simcha, and for Simcha, Schar Mitzvah by Alma Ika.